You certainly look the part, Jeremy. You dropped all your little bits of paper like most pastors and preachers do. So, and that was really great to hear that and to come up and to follow you. And yes, God, oh, now I'm going to drop everything. It is exciting when we see how God brings us together and dovetails things together. So just going now to, no, that's not mine, but I'll take it if you leave it there. Just want to say firstly how exciting it was to see the children this morning, as we've already said. But it really excited my heart because I already knew what I was going to be speaking about. And to see the excitement of the children, you know, our kids are not stuck. And we shouldn't be stuck. Like Jeremy said, we need to be ready for whatever it is that God's calling us to. And I was just so excited to see these young boys and girls, our tomorrow's leaders. They're going to be leaders. This little Ari here with his little stars all over his chest, and we're so proud to come out the front. And Matthew, to hear you stand and to recite your lines so beautifully and without a paper, and that's a real challenge to a lot of our youth as well. But it was exciting to hear as the children were prayed. Many of those children will go up next year to other classes, and some of the children are going up into youth. And they're all excited about those changes and those moves, and so we need to be excited about the changes and moves that God brings into our life. I want to read to you now from the Old Testament. I'm going to the Old Testament. We're talking about one of my favourite books and one of my favourite subjects, and it's Joshua. Joshua chapter 1, and just the first six verses to read. After the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord, it came to pass that the Lord spoke to Joshua, the son of Nun, Moses' assistant, saying, Moses, my servant, is dead. Now therefore, arise, go over the Jordan, and you and all this people to the land which I am giving them, the children of Israel. And every place that your sole of your foot will tread upon, I have given you, as I said to Moses. From the wilderness and this Lebanon, as far as the great river, the river Euphrates, all the land of the Hittites, and to the great sea towards the going down of the sun, shall be your territory. No man shall be able to stand before you all the days of your life. As I was with Moses, so I will be with you. I will not leave you nor forsake you. Be strong and of good courage. For this people you shall divide as an inheritance the land which I swore to their fathers to give them. So we praise God for the reading of his word and that he might bring understanding. And so the title of my message tonight is, yes, get ready, but it's time to make our move. It's time to make a move. You see, God had already laid out his plan and purpose, and God's purposes never change. He had set out that he was going to take his children out of bondage and take them into a land of rest. You know that a lot of people think Canaan is heaven, but Canaan is a place of rest, physical rest, rest from toil. Of course it was not eternity, because there were still wars and there were things that needed to be taken, and of course those things don't happen in eternity in heaven. And so we know that God had laid out a plan, and he'd given it to Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, and then down to Moses, this promise. And you see, as we heard tonight, God has given us a promise. He's given us a promise of eternity. He's given us a promise of peace. He's given us a promise of rest. And most of all, he's given us a promise of victory. And so I believe God's urging us to move in and take this place of rest. Now, we know that Joshua was a tremendous servant, and he served his master. And we must take that heart, that we serve those who are over us in authority. We need to be, and we've heard the word come this morning in Sunday school and again tonight about obedient. We need to honour those in authority over us. And Joshua certainly did that. He honoured Moses, and so he followed him. But now it was time for change. And it says in Ecclesiastes 3, 12 and 13, I know that there is nothing better for men than to be happy and to do good while they live, that everyone may eat and drink and find satisfaction in his toil. This is the gift of God. And you see, the only way we can find that is to walk in obedience. The only way we can know that The only way we can know this rest and this victory is to know that we're in the will of the Father. And so here we have that Moses was dead. And sometimes, you see, we grow and we start to grow as Christians. We start to follow God and we have these great ideas and we have plans and we start to see things, and suddenly those things come to an end and we get stuck. We get stuck in a place because we think, that isn't what I was supposed to do. That isn't the way it was supposed to go. I want to do it differently. I was even thinking this morning about tonight and thinking that for a long time since we bought this building, my dream was, Christian, that'll fall down. Is that Christian or Joshua? Joshua. Sorry, Christian. My pardon. That's going to fall down if you keep doing that. And so my dream and my vision was that we were going to build out here. I used to talk about it all the time, and when I'd go out there to the kids' zone, I would see this building out here. And guess what? One day someone made a suggestion, Pastor Chris, and said, wouldn't it be better out here? Now, I was stuck. I was stuck, and I wasn't ready to turn the page because I thought, no, that won't work. I can't see that happening. It's all set up. You know, my little brain, all the roofs are there and you just build across them. Well, we found out that that wasn't viable, that it wasn't a good idea. And praise God, this is a better idea. So you see, we often get our ideas and we get stuck and we're not ready. And you see, while Joshua knew that the promised land was there, the children had to be taken, he could have said, well, it's all finished now. Moses is dead. We'll just have to camp here and stay here. And you see, sometimes we let the things of God die because we're not ready to move on. God has given each of us a promise. He's given us a purpose. Maybe you're stuck in a situation in your job and something hasn't turned out the right way. Or maybe you're like me, you had a vision of seeing something. And so I praise God because I love Him and I'm obedient to Him. I was able to see, not be convinced, but see in God this was the better way. And so I put all my heart and all my desires and all my releasing of my husband into this building. And I have been excited about it from before I saw the plans, because I saw that was God's will. Maybe it's in your schooling. Maybe it's in your job. Maybe it's in your marriage. Maybe it's in your health. We can get stuck in our health. We can think, well, that's the end. Every dream I had is gone. And we all have times where we get challenged. I know that God has given me dreams and He's given me visions and He's shown me things that He's going to do in my life and in my husband's life. And some days I get out of bed and my body doesn't tell me that's going to happen. But I stand on the word of God and I'm not stuck. I believe the promise God has given me, not what I see, not what I feel. And I praise God that as I move in Him, I can see that being realised. And so sometimes we have to understand that if we're in this situation, it's God's, where God's called us to be. And so Joshua rose up and he said, okay, Moses is gone, but I will take these two people. I will move them out. We will enter into God's rest. You see, we have to understand that right at this moment, not tomorrow, not next week, but right at this moment, God is with us. His Spirit is with us. He's moving in us and through us. But you see, sometimes we get stuck in a place and we think, well, maybe tomorrow will be better. Maybe tomorrow the boss might give me a raise and I'll feel better. Maybe tomorrow the men at work might accept me better. Maybe tomorrow the kids at school will be my friends. Maybe tomorrow my marriage will improve. Maybe, maybe. No, God says now. My husband spoke at a meeting on Monday night to the regional pastors. And it really grabbed me. It was about do it now. And it was I was thinking about this message. We should do it now. Put your best effort forward now. And one of the things he said that I thought about a lot and was very, very powerful, it is perfection ruins performance. And sometimes we're looking for the perfect rather than looking for what God has given us, which is the perfect. But it's only our obedience that will bring that perfect. It's only our obedience and submission to Him that we will eventually see. But look, let me tell you, the perfect has not yet come in us. The perfect has come in Jesus Christ, our lovely Saviour. But we are not yet perfect. When I was doing Brendan's birthday cake, again, we can get stuck. I was getting really frustrated because I had the cake and it had come out beautifully, but now I was about to do the icing and it just wouldn't work. And so I rang my daughter-in-law and I said, help. And so I had to change to a new way. And as we got talking about things, we were talking about other things. And I said, oh, you shouldn't do that. She said, ha, 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 don't you do it when you're perfect, you tell me. And it's very, very true, because we are not yet perfect. We are walking, but we follow a perfect Saviour. And we need to be yielding to him so that we will see that which he's brought within us to come forth and become real. So I believe too, for leaders, God is speaking. You know, we're coming to the end of the year and we've already been had leaders meetings and Pastor Chris has spoken to us. We have a new building. God has brought forth. And you see, this vision, this name isn't new. It's something that's been in the heart of God. Like with Joshua, he thought Moses was going to take the children into the promised land. He believed, I think, because we can look at people and think it's always going to be there. We're always just going to follow. But then one day God puts his finger on us and says, you're it. You're it. Get out there and do what I've called you to do. It's no longer time to follow. It is time for you to lead. And so we have a new building. We have a new vision coming. And there are people in our church who are God is trying to put his finger on, or he is putting his finger on them for leadership. And there are those who are leaders that need to step up. And yet we're very reluctant because we get stuck in a place and we don't want to move. And I believe God's saying to us, move on. Move on. It's time to make a move. It is time to put your old ideas and your own preconceived things to death. It's time to move on into the new things. It's no good saying we used to do things this way or this way was better. You know, when I listened to my daughter-in-law and when she first told me about how she mixed things, I thought, but it turned out beautifully. It turned out beautifully. The thing that I'd done in the past may have worked for that type of cake, but the type of cake I'd done now for Brendan needed this new type of icing. And so I had to be ready. You see, the past should be a springboard, not a hammock. And so often we don't spring forward, but we just want to rest in the hammock. And we want to rejoice and lay there and think about all the wonderful things we've done instead of looking forward to all the wonderful things God's calling us to do. It is time, church. It's time to stake our claim. It's time to move on. God made the promise bold to Joshua. He called him. He said to him, I want you to take ownership. God is saying to us, take ownership. Take ownership. Paul once said in Romans, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. And if we know and believe, like Jeremy said, that God is leading us, then it's time for us to change our thinking. It's time for us to grow up. And it doesn't matter how old we are, we can always change, we can always grow. As I was with Moses, so I will be with you. I will never leave you nor forsake you. These words are now echoed in the book of Hebrews, in Hebrews 13:5, and it says, never will I leave you, never will I forsake you. And there, here it says, and surely I am with you always, even to the end of the age, Jesus said. And surely he is with us, each one of us, as we take hold of all that he has given us. I am with you always. Right now, we are in his presence. His spirit is speaking to us because I believe that we are here tonight by the planning of God. It says in Ephesians 2:10, for you are God's workmanship created in Christ Jesus for good works that he has preordained for you to do, perceived for you to do. And so we're not here tonight by accident. We're here because God has called us. This is God's word to us today. It is a now word. God is calling us to move forward, not to be stuck in our own place. He is with us and he will never leave us. His presence is with us. And he wants us to move into the promised land. He wants us to claim all that he has laid out for us. He doesn't want us to get stuck in old ideas. In every walk of our life, we need to be seeking God every day. We need to be saying, what is it you have for me today? Now, as we heard the word that came forth, God doesn't want us to change direction, but that's from his direction. What I'm talking about is following him. But you see, opposite to that word, sometimes instead of walking and following him and not looking for the right or the left, we do look. We look at other ideas. In our work, we can be looking at other jobs that may not suit us, and we'll be running around looking for things, or we're desiring other things. Or in our marriage, we can be thinking, maybe if I had this, it'd be better. There's no maybes. God has given us a heart and a will, and he's given us the ability to move and make change where we are. He wants us to make better what he has given us. He wants us to follow him. But in that direction that he has given us, he is leading us. It's not a change, but it's stepping us into the unknown. It is stepping us into other areas. It's challenges. Yes, God wants to bring us to a place of rest and a place of authority and a place of victory, but it's not always comfortable. The moving of God in our lives is not always comfortable. We not only have to stretch our minds, but sometimes we have to stretch our ability. We have to stretch our thinking, and we have to start to see things from God's perspective and not our small little world, not our small little thinking. If I just thought with my thinking, I'd hate to think where I would be now. God is calling us. And some of you may be walking in the wilderness. Some of you may be happy to sit on this side and not move into the promises of God. But you see, God is so faithful that even though we may take that place, his Spirit will continually nudge us. He will send others along to push us and to prod us and to encourage us into the place that he wants us to be. I believe, church, it's time for us as individuals to make a move. It is time for us to look and expect the best. It is time for us to hope for the amazing, because God is an amazing God. Everything with him is possible. He doesn't want us to limit our thinking in our own lives. He doesn't want you to be saying to your children, well, look, it's no good you're trying to do that. You'll never succeed. He wants you to train your children and teach them and encourage them to be the best that they can be. That while we looked at these children this morning and we all smiled, it wasn't a smile of laughing at them. It was a joy. It was a joy in my heart to see these kids raise up and to stand there and think, I can do it. God wants us to have that same tenacity, that same belief, and even a greater sense. And as I said, in our workplace, in our marriages, in all things, don't look out there for something better. Look at God and know he can make it better. And in closing, I just want to remind you that we need to stake our claim and take hold of all that God has given us. Expect God to give you the dominion of your life. Follow all that God is speaking to us in the challenges individually and as the challenge to this church. Be excited about what God is doing, church. Be excited. We've got a community, a world out there that we need to reach. Our little changes in our lives are going to be so hard if it means bringing the multitudes in, of reaching them, of capturing them, of speaking into their hearts a language that they understand. There is nothing that we can give that God doesn't give more. There is nothing that we can give that God will not bless us. And you know, a few weeks ago, God gave me a word for this church. And when he gave the word, I felt the passion of his heart, the cry of Jesus. And I believe God wants me to remind you of that tonight. Don't be stuck. Stand in all God gives. And in that vision and that word that God gave me, I saw a fountain. And it was out flourishing with this beautiful water. And there was an overflow of the water. And it ran down. And it made a crevice in the ground where it started to run. And there were great masses of people standing back. And they were bending down and they were scooping from the overflow. And the Lord showed me that that was this church. that there are many who are drinking the overflow instead of stepping up to the fountain and drinking from God himself. And many were about their business, and some of the things were good things. It's not to say that the things these children were sitting there waiting and they'd followed and they'd come to a place, but it was time to move forward and take all that God had for them. And in this vision I saw that there were many that were discussing things about the things of God and maybe about this church and whatever. And it's not to say they were wrong, but their focus should have been on the fountain. Our focus needs to be on the fountain. We need to be hungry and pushing forward to drink all that God's got for us. Don't stay stuck in your own ideas. Don't drink from the water that dribbles down, because you will never grow. Step forward and embrace all that God has for you individually. And as a body, let's come together in unity and take hold and stake our claim on all that God has come to give us in this area. Father God, we just bless you and praise you that you're a great God who moves us on, that you're a God who does not want us to be stuck, because your Holy Spirit is full of power and full of life and full of victory. And we thank you and praise you tonight, Lord God, and that as Jeremy said, we need to be ready. We need to be ready, Lord, to embrace all that you have called us. We need to be ready, Father, with like the 10 virgins that were ready, with our wicks trimmed and with our oil burning, Lord. We need to embrace all that you lay before us, all of the challenges individually and as a church body, so that we will, Lord, be effective in your kingdom in this place for this time, in Jesus' precious name. Amen.